You, O Christ, invite us to be a part of something, something bigger than ourselves, something we never expected, something we aren't sure we are ready for. And still you call to us, encouraging, empowering, enlivening us to share who we are to build the kingdom. We hear your word this day, and like the disciples, we still look to you. Help us to look within, to see your light alive in us as we walk the path that you have put at our feet. We ask this and all things in your strong name. Amen. So it's been a tumultuous few weeks for the followers of Christ. Even so far removed from the time of the events, we can feel those moments of joy, surprise, fear, mourning, and expectation. With the disciples, we came on Palm Sunday celebrating the coming of a king. And what followed was not what any of our brothers and sisters of the first century expected. But they had been following Jesus for a few years by this point. The faith that they would have had in this man would have been, should have been, enough to reject the reality that they were faced with, at least to a point. Like the night that he was arrested, how they might have reeled for a moment. Surely some among them, though they ran, though they denied, in their heart of hearts some thought, he's biding his time, he'll show them. Even when he was nailed to a cross, watching from afar, too frightened to stand with him, but faith enough to watch and think, any moment now, he will show them, show the Romans, show them all. I imagine that the only time where hope and faith in the man they called Messiah left these closest of followers would have been on Holy Saturday. It's a day we don't talk about much, a day that Reverend Michelle gave us a glimpse of, a day where the disciples weren't standing waiting for Christ to be the fighter that they all wanted him to be. A day where hope was as dead as their once Messiah. But that all changed on Easter morning. Hope was born again. Christ was born anew from the womb of a place where no life should flourish. So too returned the faith of many of his followers. But what also returned were their expectations, amplified even beyond what they had been before those harsh events of Good Friday and the darkness of Holy Saturday. If they thought he was a powerful warrior king before, that image was only reinforced by one who conquered even death itself. Which brings us to today's reading. For us, it's just been a week after the story of the resurrection of Christ. But for the disciples and for Christ, it's been 40 days. He's been walking among them, laughing and crying with them. We find them today with Christ doing what he always told them, promised them that he would do. He was leaving. But before he goes, the disciples have just one more question. Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? Well, they haven't changed much, have they? Their Messiah dies on a cross, comes back from the dead, lives with them, eats with them, and they're still trapped in old ways of thinking, asking the same questions, expecting the same answers. And even when he ascends into the sky, into the heavens, they are still looking up, still waiting for an answer. We are so like the disciples. The benefit of hindsight and knowledge of how the story goes doesn't really change our expectations of Christ. We, like the disciples, still look up, waiting for Jesus to drop in and change our lives for us, to set the world the way that he would have it. And we see it even more in times like these. A virus that spreads so easily, and most of us are fighting it, caring for one another by staying home, but there are still those in this world who claim that their faith in Christ is more than enough to keep them healthy and keep them safe. Sadly, we've seen in the news that this is just not the case. And outside of this event, This time in history of the world, we can point to hundreds of times where people have just waited for God to act, waited for God to change the world. But the world does not change because we will it or wish it. Just as Christ did not restore Israel because the disciples willed it or wished it. We, the followers of Christ across time, are called to be more than hopeful dreamers clinging to the idea that God will swoop in. We are called to do more than wait patiently for Christ to return. It's why Christ came to teach us and then left. He showed us a way to change the world that wasn't reliant on the strength of one's arm, but rather on the strength of one's heart. The depth of God's love shown in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ has been felt across time, and it continues to be a catalyst for how we move in this world. In leaving, Christ did not abandon us to a life of waiting, but rather to one of love in action, walking the steps that he walked, risking himself or for others, reaching out with his hands to hold the broken of this world lovingly. That's what we're called to do. A few weeks ago, I asked the question, who are we as a people going to be once the restrictions are lifted and we move back into some sense of normalcy? I've also seen all over social media people hoping that we will come out the other side of this as a gentler, kinder, more understanding and loving world. But it won't just happen on its own. Just like looking up at Jesus won't make him come back. We have to actually be kinder and gentler to one another. We have to seek understanding rather than fear the unknown. And we must allow the love that went to the cross and beyond for us to be our guide in how we walk this world. We have to learn from Christ, from this experience, that hoping for better and doing things the same way as we did them before won't lead to true change. That if we want people to stop taking their relationships for granted, we have to start appreciating each other more now. We have to mark as precious the time that we have with one another if we expect the rest of the world to do likewise. We are the hands and feet of Christ, born of the miracle of the empty tomb, empowered by a love that will not let us go, and called to live into acts of love. Because that is what will change this world for the better. Acts of love that we live into in response to our wish for a better world and our faith in the risen Christ. So let us hear the words of those men in robes who came to the disciples as they were still looking up. Let's not stand around looking up, waiting. Let us look within to see the light that shines there and allow it and follow it into a world that waits to be loved into new life. Amen.